At least 40 people have received skills in sign language interpretation in Koboko District. The training, organized by Building Homes of Oneness in partnership with Youth with Mission, Arua City, targeted mainly families of persons with hearing impairment. Dorcas Epielu, a beneficiary of the sign language training, notes that the skills they attained will enable them bridge communication gap in their families.
We are trying to bridge a gap between families that have barriers in communication, parents with the children, children with the parents, trying to bring them together. And also we are building homes of oneness, making sure that there is no separation in the family. A mother has a child that is deaf, there should be one.
David Afayua, an instructor at the training, says the purpose is to build generational inclusiveness between the hearing impaired and the physically fit community members.
We are building a generation of both the deaf and the hearing people being together and getting a normal ground of understanding each other and how they can also like go and also teach other people what they are learning here. And one thing really impresses me so much is how they are applying the knowledge within the small groups with their learning. We give them some time of group discussion, like we tell them to ask maybe some skits or dramas, and we see how they are really very exciting and how they are portraying their energy inside them out.
Meanwhile, Helen Fielder, one of the implementing partners, says they have trained several people to improve communication in their communities.
We've trained a number of interpreters over the years locally, and they have come to do the interpretation. The bulk of the people attending are from Koboko District, but we also have representatives from Masaka, Soroti, Kampala, Arua.